This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Authorities have seized 10 horses from a southeastern Baxter County property that's located really north of Calico Rock in Pineville. That was after hearing concerns the animals were being neglected. The Baxter County Sheriff's Office says Deputy Sergeant Ken Graham and Investigator Drayton McDaniel responded yesterday after learning about the animals from an unidentified citizen. Authorities say they found no running water on the property, 9 horses in poor condition. Authorities say the horses were found in 5 makeshift dirt corrals with little water and no grain or hay present. Another horse was found in a barn across the road. By 10:30 last night, the horses had been removed from the property for examination by a veterinarian. The sheriff's office said they, as an investigative group, and the vet will submit reports to prosecutors who will determine if charges will be filed against the horse owners. Such a sad economic news from the city of Searcy in White County. Yarnell's Premium Ice Cream Company of Searcy has ceased operations as of yesterday, putting about 200 out of work. It was one of the largest privately held ice cream companies in the U.S., although it was a regional company. The company's chief executive officer, Christina Yarnell, said that this year has been extremely tough for the ice cream industry in general and particular to the regional type companies. She said they had already examined many avenues to keep the company afloat, looking for investors and strategic buyers, but were unable to obtain additional financing from their lenders or to locate a buyer. They say a small team of about 10 will remain with the company through August 27th to finalize operations. The company is steeped in history and tradition. It was founded in Searcy in 1932. Ray Yarnell actually bought the bankrupt company that he worked for at the time, the Southwest Dairy Products Company, using money actually that he had borrowed from his wife's side of the family. And then yesterday, it closed after 79 years in the ice cream manufacturing business, putting, as we said, 200 out of work. And I talked to one man yesterday from White County, and needless to say, he was like most that were just shocked when they heard the news of the closing of Yarnell's. And our office and sales staff here at the radio station studios on many occasions have enjoyed a lunch from the Southside Dairy Bar. We did that again yesterday, probably for the last time. Because today, Patsy and Cody Thomas are closing the business after 39 years and 4 months at the same spot, right across the street from a Southside school campus. Patsy said yesterday that Pat Patterson started the business and ran it for about 10 years before the Thomases purchased it. She said, "It's been good for our family. We've raised, really, our family with this business. Our children and some of our grandchildren learned to work here. But it's come time to hang it up." Patsy went on to say it was a tough decision, but the slow economy and her and Cody's health issues made it easier to say it was time. Patsy said she and Cody were so appreciative of their many customers over the years and the loyalty they displayed to the business. Many of those customers, she added, have become good friends. Patsy said she was not a homebody and figured it would be difficult not to want to get up and go fry some hamburgers. In fact, she said she had never fried a hamburger before they bought the business. But my goodness, that's been thousands of burgers ago. Patsy and Cody are known for their burgers and that great barbecue sandwich. Patsy said, quote, "At least I've got my 9 cats to take care of. That should help keep me busy. And you know, 3 of them are Siamese, and one of them, Big Bertha, likes to talk to me every day." Unquote. Our best wishes to Patsy and Cody Thomas, calling it enough after 39 years and 4 months serving lunch and dinner through their Southside Dairy Bar. It officially closes today. As Patsy said softly, "I know I'll miss it and the people, especially the people." So if you've been a patron of Southside Dairy Bar, you may want to go by and get one final shake or one final hamburger or one final barbecue sandwich today.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.